Video going viral of a guy. He's at Starbucks. His coffee's taking too long. It happened in Miami, and he decides he's done waiting. Starts flipping out on the employee behind the counter.
Just give us our money back. We want nothing to do with you. You're trash.
Goes through, calls her trash, calls her garbage, and finally another customer gets involved and says, that's not how you talk to people.
No, and I know for me, just how I was raised, that I don't think any guy should speak to a woman like that and shout them. I saw, just popped in my head, in Milford a couple of weeks ago, I was driving by, and just as I could see, this guy, and you could tell, like, he was leaning right over this woman, and he was shouting at her in the street, and she was very, very timid looking.
Oh, did you get involved?
And as I saw it, like, from as I'm coming up, and then all of a sudden, the car in front of me pulled over. So, but I don't know what went on, and I just drove around. But they pulled up in front of them, so I don't know if they knew them or what.
Here comes Petch, the knight in shining armor, to rescue this poor woman behind the counter. But if it's a man, you're like, good luck, bro.
Yeah, I don't think men should shout at women.
You shouldn't talk to people like that in general.
You shouldn't, no.
You shouldn't talk to people like that. Although I say that, I would not get involved. I would take my coffee and go, because I got things to do, I got minimal time, and I'm not getting in a fight with you about something I don't know anything about. So if you hear a customer yelling at an employee at a store, wherever it is, are you getting involved? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
This is Jack.
Jack, what's up?
Yeah, if I was behind that guy, I would have ducked him and walked him out.
Way to go,
is
Jack.
Is it only because he's yelling at a female employee?
That's right, because I got a lot of respect for women.
Uh-huh.
So if he was yelling at a man, you wouldn't care? You wouldn't get involved?
Yeah, I probably would have got involved.
All right. Jack, where are you calling from?
Place. And also, can I wish my son a happy birthday, Ryan Mace?
Yeah, Ryan, happy birthday. How old is he?
He's 22.
Oh.
Nah, he's a good kid.
Where's the party at tonight, Jack?
We're going to take him out to the slots.
Perfect.
Me, mom, sister, grandkids.
Nice. If he wins, we're going to charge you for that birthday announcement, okay?
I don't gamble. I don't waste my money.
All right. Bye, Jack.
All right. Bye.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob. What's going on?
I'm just calling to talk about what you guys are talking about on the radio.
Okay.
My belief is that you shouldn't yell at anybody, whether it's a male or a female. I'm not one of those pimps that decide that just because it's a female, I'm going to step in.
If
step in if they're being rude.
If you're stepping in no matter what.
Correct.
Oh, is this Snapchat, Rob?
It's a Snapchat, Rob.
It's Snapchat, Rob.
Snapchat, Rob.
Do you want to do a recap of our one date?
It also depends. I'll do a recap in a second.
Yeah, hang on. He's got to think about that.
I don't know if I want that.
Also depends on if the service was terrible. Because if the service was terrible, I'm going to let him yell away.
Yeah.
Because
he's saying what you're thinking.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, scrap the coffee. I want to hear about the date. I'm bored with the coffee talk now. Come on.
Which date?
Which the first one wasn't a date not that I knew about.
All right, the second one. All right, the second one that was a date.
It was all right, I guess. It's just, Amy's a little timid when you're actually hanging out with her.
I am. I'm very quiet. Yeah. We went to see The Blair Witch. It was a terrible movie, and everybody talked in the theater the whole way through it. There weren't that many people.
Yeah, it got to the point where, she almost wanted to move, I believe, because the people in the back wouldn't stop talking.
So we go into the movies, Snapchat Rob likes to sit in the middle, not the middle of the row, in the middle of the movie theater.
All right.
Which I'm planning things. If something happens, I need to be in the back.
You need an escape route.
Yeah, I don't want to be the first people if somebody comes in with a problem.
Uh-huh.
We're the first people. We're gone. We're
goners. You're there in the middle, going, hello.
Yeah, we're front and center. We're the first one to take a hit. I need to be in the back so I have time to plan something.
As you can tell, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm just a little squeamish because that one scene had me going.
So the thing is, Rob, just so I know, how would you rate out of 10 a date with Amy?
it was good. I had a good time, and I thought we were clicking pretty well. It's just that I felt like uh, I felt like she was a little too reserved. So, like, I couldn't really tell if she was, like, interested. So I didn't make any moves at all because I'm just like, she doesn't seem interested, period.
So a date with Amy was about a five?
Like, I showed up.
It was good. I'm not going to...
He's not committed.
Yeah, he's not. All right, Rob, I'll talk to you on Snapchat.
I'll see you later.
Thanks, Rob. So basically, Rob got the participation trophy for going out on a date.
Yeah, that's what he gave me.
Poor you. I like the thing, though. Timid doesn't really go with you.
I'm not timid. We're at a movie theater. I'm white. We don't talk during it.
Is that what it
is? I'm there to watch.
So because you timid. And timid do not go together. Not that I know of, anyway.
All right. Now I don't want anybody to call. You can tweet at Petch Amy. You can hit me up on Snapchat. It's worked out well for Rob. Yeah. Amy, I'm sorry. He just Snapchatted me and said he actually would have gave me a six.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
Rude.
There you go. Better than a five. That's how you got to look at it. That's how you have to look at it.
Or you can call 424-1234 to be part of the show.